It's time for our weekly chat with the gadget detective, Fevzi Türkalp. You can find him on Twitter, at Gadget Detective. For one reason or another, it's been a few weeks since we've had a chat, isn't it, Fevzi? So hello, how are you?
It has. Hello. I'm well, thank you. I hope you're well too.
I'm very well too. Gadget of the week to start with then. And so often you surprise me because you come up with something which is not like right in the bullseye of tech, but something that is nonetheless very important for it. And we're talking, well, how timely, sanitizers today.
Yeah, so this is an unusual one. So it's from a company called Homedics, H-O-Medics. It's the company that you probably know for, they make sort of massaging devices, you know, sort of things that massage your shoulders and chairs that you sit in and things like that. But they also do this thing called a UV clean portable sanitizer. And UV stands for ultraviolet. And one of the, there's different types of ultraviolet light, UVA, B and C. UVC is the one with the most energy in it, and it's the one that's known to have properties to kill bacteria and viruses. And what it does is it messes with their DNA or RNA, so they can't replicate. You can't see the light from a UVC lamp, but this is a device. It's like a little bag. Imagine a bag. It's just over 8 inches wide, just over 4 inches tall, and it's got firm sides, and it's got a zip top. Mm-hmm. So you unzip it, and when you unzip it inside, you'll see that built into the walls are four light-emitting diodes. These are little lights that, in this case, shine ultraviolet C light. So two on one side and two on the other. And in the base, there are, you either got a set of clips so you can put a mobile phone in it vertically and have the lights shining on each the face and the back of the phone, or it's got a little platform so you can put your glasses in it or your keys or anything that will fit in a bag of this size and allow you to sanitize it. It's got a built-in rechargeable battery, which I like because I've seen other devices like this, but they have to be plugged into the mains whilst in use. This one, you charge it up like a cell phone. It's got a micro USB adapter, and you charge it up and you get about 18 charge cycles out of it. So you put the device in, you just zip it back up. It's very clever because you don't want to be exposed to UVC light. So what it does is it doesn't work until the tab of the zip touches on the magnet. Then it knows it's zipped up.
Very clever.
It's very clever. And then at the side there's a button with Homedics written on it, and when you press it, I'm going to press it now, it flashes blue. Uh-huh. It's telling you it's currently sanitizing whatever's in there for about 1 minute, which is actually a shorter cycle than a lot. So I think they're claiming that it's because it's more powerful. I've looked at the data. Now, I've got no way of corroborating this data because I haven't got any Petri dishes to...
No, quite.
I might order some, actually. I'm kind of tempted to order some Petri dishes and see, you know, because what you do is you take some distilled water and a swab. You know, like the swabs that you use to do COVID tests. You take a swab, you do that, and then you'd like swab the front and the back surface of the phone, and then you dab it in a Petri dish, and then you keep it in a warm environment and see what grows. And you'd swab it before and after and see what the difference is. That's how you would test potentially the effectiveness of something like this. But they have got data on their website, which they say is from a third party, which basically claims that it kills bacteria in about one cycle, which is about 1 minute, 99.9%, they claim. And viruses take about 2 minutes. They make no specific claims for coronavirus. But the thing is with this, the science looks good. I mean, UVC lamps are known to have the effect of killing germs, be it bacteria or viruses. It's impossible to know, you know, how well it's doing that job other than trusting in their data. So the approach that I've taken is this. I'm a sort of pretty belts and braces type of person, as you may have gathered over the years.
That's why we love you.
So I use wipes, the sort of wipes they use in a hospital from a, there's a company called Clinel. C-L-I-N-E-L-L. You may have seen them in hospitals. They're the green packets. They're called universal wipes, and they also claim to kill bacteria and viruses, including a coronavirus, but not necessarily the coronavirus. It takes up to a minute, depending on what you're trying to kill. So I do both. So when I get my phone, I sanitize it with a wipe. I let it dry, and then I pop it in the UV, and I think hopefully the combination will do some good. But it is good because not everything is suitable to have a sort of wet clinical wipes slammed all over it. Even my phone, to be honest, I was going to buy a new iPhone this year, and I just didn't really want to do it and then, you know, spend all that money on an iPhone and then wet it several times a day with wet clinical wipes. So, you know, there are examples, but I think because, you know, we're putting our trust in these products, I have no reason not to trust it. But as I say, most things I test, I'm able to say, yes, it works. This one, you know, there's an element of trust. But I always think, irrespective of that, belt and braces is best. Use your Clinel wipes. Use your sanitizing product. Some things need two cycles, by the way. So 2 minutes, you press the button twice, once, and then once again. But I think it's pretty good. And the other thing I like about it is some of these things where you put your phone in it flat, the lights only shine on one surface at a time. So you have to take it out, flip it over. This one's got two LEDs on each side, and it's got the clip so you can put a smartphone in vertically, but it's also got a little table that you can snap in instead and then put items on top of it. And it's very much more flexible than those items because it will fit, you know, something quite large. You know, I put a face mask in it, for example. I put my keys, I put my cordless decked phone in it, you know, just about anything that will fit in a small bag. I thought it was a lot more flexible. I see in the pictures they've even got a baby's dummy in there, things like glasses, combs, headphones, watches, that sort of thing.
Bottom line, please.
Assuming it works, and I've no reason to think it doesn't, 4 stars.
Yeah, right. And price? I meant the financial bottom line, actually, but we like both bottom lines.
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting because list price is £100. I've seen it on sale on their website for £75, but I've looked at a well-known website named after a South American river.
Oh, that one again, yes.
It's currently, I don't know how long for, but it's £43.30 at the moment. So at that price, bargain.
Worth a punt,
Yeah, I think so.
Fevzy, if you surprised me slightly with your gadget of the week, you've surprised me rather more so with your tech news of the week, because we think of Ocado as delivering our groceries not being at the forefront of autonomous driving vehicles.
Yeah, well, it's quite interesting that companies that stand to benefit from autonomous vehicles are not just waiting for it to exist so they can buy it. Companies like Uber, for example, invested huge amounts of money in driverless vehicles because, of course, they intend to sack all their drivers and replace them by self-driving vehicles. And in a similar way, Ocado, the online supermarket people, are trying to pitch themselves as a technology company, not only that use technology themselves, but provide it to other platforms to use. So the idea is they've already got technology that in their warehouses can pick items and fulfill orders, you know, pick them and put them in the bag ready to go. Now they've invested in an Oxford-based company called Oxbotica, and they've invested £10 million in that company, and they want to have self-driving vehicles, and they're even trying to go for what's called curb-to-kitchen delivery, so that the idea is the self-driving vehicle would pull up outside your home.
Yeah.
The robot would get out.
No. Oh, my goodness. No.
Open up the back or the side of the vehicle. Take your order out. Go up the steps or navigate it all the way to your front door. Ring the doorbell. And if insurance allows it, take it to your kitchen. Right. So
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
I've seen a robot actually get out of a vehicle, unload and get as far as ringing the doorbell. I haven't seen it go through to the kitchen. I think there might be some insurance issues with letting robots into your home. But this is the future. Mm. And, you know, we think about all these overworked delivery drivers that work for Amazon and whoever else. And, you know, they're always rushing and stuff. But they're going to be gone.
Well, I was going to say they might have too much to do at the moment, but one day they'll have nothing to do at all. And what are we going to do about that?
Well, it's quite interesting because you get into this field of, do we need to start paying people a wage for existing
so that
they can spend money on services? Because if most jobs go, and that's quite possible, most existing jobs could go, and we may not replace them all with different types of jobs. Some jobs will stay, but, you know, we're replacing things like doctors and lawyers, accountants, you know, things, not just manufacturing jobs that went in the first wave. We're now talking about, you know, different types of jobs that we didn't normally think would be automated. Mm. They are being. By the way, judges and lawyers, machines will sit or stand in judgment of us, and they will be fairer.
Well, yes, they will, but they'll have to deal with any situation, won't they? How do you do that? You know, because that's the whole point, really, of, you know, rather than having a set tariff for crimes, you look into the exact circumstances of every case and you hear from the people and you... Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. All that will go...
Yeah, but bear in mind, English law is based on case law, It's based on precedent. So, but you've hit the nail on the head, because the challenge for us to build these sort of smart devices is what they call general intelligence. You can make specific intelligence. You can teach a computer program to beat a grandmaster at chess. Ask it to knock you up an omelette and it will look at you starely, blankly. But if we can develop something that has general intelligence, like most but not all people, then we could, be really onto our successors, if I may put it in that way.
Well, brave new world and then some. Absolutely fascinating. I think we'll have to leave it there, Fevzi, but you can tell I'm absolutely discombobulated for once here.
Excellent word. Thank you. I'm going to write it down.
Yes, it's a good word and a lovely session. You are the Gadget Detective on Twitter. You're at Gadget Detective. And we shall talk in 7 days if my mind has recovered.